In the current daf, Nesachtes by the Zohar, daf Yud Beis, we begin with Beis, we begin with begins the Gemara, Hartzufas Lamali. Well, why didn't you the case of the faces? You already said the case of the spring, which Tais explains. He said, what do you mean? Davik of the Menashe Lebar Zizkechavim, even though kissing to the idol in the Chomer, Kimishtachav is not as severe as bowing down, which was the concern in the other cases, but says Tais, Mekamokim, still, given the Ikonami Sur the Reis of the Menashe, since there is at least a biblical prohibition when you're kissing an actual idol, Shamin Lam Mihadil Eldasa, so you really would infer that's the same idea that would be prohibited, and David Gemara is asking what he needs this case for. Next test mat begins Gemara Habalei Nima. Someone swallows a leech. Mutta lahacham loicham. He allowed to heat up hot water for him on Shabbos. Now Avgad b'chayz perik il mum dap mem dalma beiz mashmet. Sounds like shikam acher shashas aluka. That even after one swallows the leech, yochel lechayis habi can still live a long time. Mekamalka mechalna b'Shabbos. Still, you would desecrate the Shabbos. Kimi shesh pesakana, because there is still danger to the life. Mid the haba amakur shal gaba yad ba gaba regel. Just like as the Gemara says later on the Chofches Medav, when someone has a wound on top of his hand or his leg, the chashvin the kamakur shachol that we consider like an internal wound lechalas haShabbos to desecrate the Shabbos. Avakav shapam b'Shabbos meilu. Even though sometimes it heals on its own, so even though you could survive, but it's still a critical wound, and therefore one could treat it on Shabbos to do malacha and be mechal Shabbos. Ba'aruch garis arka. The gears of the aruch is not nima, but actually arka. Pirish, in other words, what is that? Telas katana. It's a small worm. Umetsuya b'mayim. You find it in the water. Kshnefelas alabaser. And when it falls on the flesh, nitlis by it hangs from it. Umetsetsis adam, and it sucks out the blood. Chazman shemetsetsis. As long as it sucks out the blood, hinismalas man alecha shemetsetsis. It fills up from the moisture that it's sucking. Mestapachas, and it blows up. Ad shehi kamechavetz katana, like until it's like a small barrel. Kshadam boila b'techamayim. And someone swallows that in the water. Moitsetsis lecha shebemeyav. It draws out the moisture in his intestines. Meskedas b'meyav, and it grows and it's in his intestines. But nimtzakris itzav, it comes out of his stomach, blows up, and therefore that's the danger. Sarma Cherem and other texts have alaka is krum zulus. Like we have a pasuk in Talmud Beis Metakamin, the kalaka, the metzetzes dimo the bnei anasha, that it sucks out the blood of, it's a blood sucker of a person, and that's the danger. A person should not drink water at nighttime. Now, Pirush Rashi explains the legacy in the mina arz. The gears is not to drink from rivers and ponds. Do I demand a kelim? Because the same thing is even if someone has in a cup or a bowl. Upirish kelim is from the gears siachikin na karker shanachtema. And he explains like this also. That's why the gears is that you should bang on the barrel because the water's in the barrel. I mean, even in the jug. But Upirish he explains the ba'avi pesachim on pesachim they have kofid beis and alfa kersin on the gemara is a gears of hachta shabridi. This that you have this demon of blindness, but the horus from Nagamim Balaila that says it is specific from the rivers. But like you see in the Karkash Anachtema, so he doesn't have the gear, so that bang on the jug because it's only water in the streams. And but like you see in Nami, we also don't have the gear, so Ikir in the Shachrin and Bahadei that if he has someone else with him, Leimale, he should tell him Plani Bukhul, etc. Aviyashim Breis Acheres, but there is another Breis of the Ilmach. That before that one, the Goros, that actually the Giras is Balele Revisa Balele Shabbosis, that on Tuesday nights and Friday nights, the Goros na Karkash Anachtema, and there the Giras is to bang on the jugs, which some have the Giras here to say, and by Hilo, Garsin Hossam, and there the Giras is not Menaharas Menagamim, because it's not necessarily just from the streams. Now he says, not to be concerned with the words of Gemara, Ishish Pavitz Kechav, a city that has Avodah Zarah inside of it. Now, Pesha Kundus, Rashi explains, Regil is who, it's normal, Lislan Shok B'Yarid B'Yem Edom. That, so when you have a city that has Avodah Zarah, they make a fair and a market day for their holiday. V'Shein Mataris, if they're not adorned, Hainu Tam De Mataris, why are they permitted? If that's always forbidden B'Yem Edom, Mishem Delimati Minayu Hanol Avodah Zkechav, because there's no benefit going to the Avodah Zarah. I'll do business at all on their holiday. On middle of Zmune, that's to go ahead and sell to them. Either because they're going to use it to sacrifice, or because the buyer is always happy. But as Almighty is going to give thanks to Abba Dazar. But to buy from them, says Rashi, sure, that's permitted to stam meicher asavu, because in general a seller is sad. Hachamashma says to his hair, it sounds like Shachaz by Rashi. Rashi retracted Masha and Mefarash Lel. What he explained at the beginning of the Masechta, Bezim and Alim, the loss of losses, when the Mishnah says you can't do business with them, Hainu Mekachamemka, that means buying and selling. And here he's saying that only buying is selling is problematic. Now, me, however, kasha, the difficulty is, there was in the day of their holiday, shia shuk bim a, that the market day is on the day of the holiday. Hey, lechemem, how could you buy from them? I mean, we said above them a vase. You cannot buy from them something that doesn't last. But here on the next daf, the beginning of vase, I mean, we say that Rav Yirmiyahu zaben chad pita, that he bought bread, and that's something that's not miskayim. You shouldn't be able to buy that. And because they're happy with that. Now that story, the Yishami says, one of them said to the other one, you never bought bread in your life? As if that it's not a problem. David Rabbein Meir explains, that's actually made to let go of the taxes. It's not going on the day of their holiday. On those stores that don't have the dormant, there's no problem. Because it's not going the taxes to the Avodah Zarah, and it's not the day of their holiday. Next time, where's the Gemara? The Vered Vahadus. So Shimon Lakish says it's only problematic if they're adorned with roses and myrtle, because then he's having benefit from the smell. Hikshar Bein Tam Bein Tam asks, he says, Maishna Bebas Tiha, which the Mil Kaman Peg Bez, the one that says, that if you want to go ahead and smell the wine, the Shari is permitted, Mishim the Rechel Ab Milsi, because the smell is nothing. What do you mean? I thought here you're saying smell is problematic to have benefit from the Zara. But here, the answer is the Shani Vered Vahad does know. The myrtle and the rose that we're talking about over here is different. They're krayel erechakayim. They're primarily made for smell. But the keteres, and there was like the incense in the base of Migdash. Davar la'achash nas mitzvase. Even after the mitzvah of the keteres was done, nihishen moilim boy. Although there's no meila, yisur me'ikah. There's still a prohibition. And even if it wasn't primarily for the smell, maybe still you make it forbidden. The other mean, because this is the Gemara says, Nevchavdam, and basically, as soon as you're a Torah, all prohibition of the Torah ain't looking alay, and you don't get lashes, El Kedech, and Asana, only the way that's normal to have benefit. But still, the prohibition is still is. And maybe by the Zara, I feel look as Namilaki, that you'd even get lashes, just like you find by the forbidden mixture of planting in a vineyard, the looking alay, you get lashes, even if it's not the normal way of having benefit. Because it doesn't say the prohibition, the terminology of eating. The thing of the normal way is because it has to be derech achila. But the climate doesn't say anything about that. But it's called namelik sabachila by rice. It doesn't say anything in the Torah about that the prohibition is because of eating. It's only passing until we have per kabbal. The yichel mezivchim mesim that they ate from the sacrifice of the dead. And Vavgav the Sib, although that's only until now. Vavgav the Sib, although this passing in Devarim Lamed Beis, which is in the Torah, Shachil B'Zebchem Yechelu, that the fats of the sacrifice they'll eat, but Kamakom However LaHuska Achila Itzel Iser, but it doesn't say that's just regarding what they'll do, but regarding prohibition doesn't mention any eating. Rak B'Dibur Kabbalah only in the words of the Ksuvim, the Isker Zevach Lameis, where we're comparing the sacrifice to the dead, B'Yichel Mezebchem Mesim, and that they're going to eat from the sacrifice of the dead, because it's like his brother Perkim Amid Leidon of Chavtes Lamed Beis. So therefore, that's why it would be forbidden. Now, Vafila im Tim Tzalema, even if you're going to say the Malkus Leka, that there's no lashes, Yisurim Mi'ika, but there would still be a prohibition of Bastia, but smelling the wine, Agav the Bi'ayin Nesach Ma'ir, although talking about a wine of libations, the Ka'in Isawiz Kechav Mechmir Bai, that, you know, they made it as stringent as the prohibition of a desire. But Hasim Lakana, there's no benefit, gather up to the contrary. Chayzik Ayin Nechnes Bechayt Ma'i, it's actually the strength of the wine that goes into his nostrils, and actually Mazika, it actually harms him. And the one who says forbidden, not because of the pleasure of the smell, not because it's considered like drinking, because like the smell goes into his body, and it's very strong. And even if we're going to say the shtia gasa muteres beisrano, that even if you say that over drinking is permitted by a prohibition of benefit. Since if you would drink the wine itself, it wouldn't be an over-drinking. You should say that the smell is forbidden, similar to the substance itself. Even though he's not having benefit, and therefore we're saying that the roses are problematic. Because the Torah later on, the maskla baya. But if it's adorned just with fruits where there's no smell, then that's going to be permitted. That's not going to be a problem. Now, although he disagrees regarding payers, but if she'en mutaris, but if it's not adorned at all, mi mutaris, he agrees that's going to be permitted. So, Tosafot, we're going to say, The Tani that teaches Yisrael Oilchli Rid, that if the Jew goes to the sale, to the fair, the Mois Hanamtsim Biyodi Bechazara, the money that you find in his hand when he's on his way back, Asurma forbidden. Why? Because the Emer Abbas Kacham Zavin, you would say that, you know, he bought Abbas Zar. Masik, the Emer comes out, the Glima Zavin, because if he would be buying clothing, here he would have the transaction. In other words, he wouldn't go there prohibitedly. Mashmah sounds like he can't go over there, only with prohibition. So the question is why? We should have said that if you have stores that are not adorned, that there's no problem. There's talking about that all the stores there are adorned for in prohibited way, which at least if it has pairs. And I mean, another part you could say is Hach Brais Lekamon Mayri, that Brais later on is told by Yerich Aleichem Meches Mekamishan Reitz Lanechat Torah, that they're actually taking taxes from all those who don't want to put on the crown. Vasker Reb Nosson, the B'sam Mechon, that's going like Reb Nosson, like Gemara is going to bring shortly, on the beginning of the next daf, the Aser, and that he makes a prohibitive Bein Nen and Bein Mahana, whether you're having pleasure or whether you're benefiting, which then it's going to be either way running into a problem. Bein Nen Tamei, we can say, this is Lekamon Brais later on the Gimel. Amai loy tali the zavim ebalabai shen kavua. Why didn't you say that maybe he bought from a regular homeowner that's not permanent? The shalikul amal mizvane, which everyone agrees you're allowed to buy from him. Called davar anything av pita besandal, even bread and the sandals. Kamash lekamam shemayt, like it sounds later on the sugi. So why automatically do we say that guy on daf lamed gimel is problematic? So Sibya Shemayt, you say no. The husband of Braisa, there in the Braisa, Mayer is talking about Yisrael Tager, talking about a Jewish merchant. The oil mashakli mechsi, they always take tax from him. Either from the buyer or from the seller. And therefore, that's what automatically we assume that the money is going to be prohibited in that case.